Dr. Kelvin dan Dr. Mark Wenitong adalah dua tokoh terkemuka dalam bidang kesehatan masyarakat pribumi Australia. Namun kedua dokter ini mengakui bahwa mereka menemukan halangan dalam perjalanannya mempelajari ilmu pengobatan barat tanpa meninggalkan budaya asli mereka. Laporan berikut pendengar disusun oleh Laura Morelli dan Amy Wang. Rumah Kelvin Kong selalu dipenuhi warga. Ibunya, Grace, adalah seorang perawat sehingga masyarakat datang ke tempatnya untuk imunisasi, meminta plester, memeriksakan luka, demam, dan lain sebagainya. Salah satu pengalaman masa kecil yang selalu diingatnya adalah saat dirinya bersama dengan saudara kembar perempuannya menantikan giliran untuk menjadi asisten perawat Grace.
Families would come around, our cousins and their cousins and lots of kids around. And it always been my sisters and I trying to fight over who's going to help mum first.
Butuh waktu lama hingga akhirnya dia menyadari bahwa situasi ini sesungguhnya menggambarkan bagaimana kurangnya akses masyarakat pribumi Australia terhadap pelayanan kesehatan.
The thing that really disheartened me is when you get a bit older and understand the process, you would actually talk to friends in high school or later years and think, why don't you just go up to the hospital like everyone else? Why don't you go to your local doctor? And I think that's when you start asking the questions about, you know, why does that happen with our family but not our non-Indigenous friends?
Dr. Kong datang dari keluarga yang berpendidikan tinggi. Ayahnya adalah seorang dokter berkebangsaan Cina, sedangkan ibunya adalah salah satu perawat pribumi pertama di Australia. Saudara-saudara perempuannya termasuk kaum pribumi pertama yang lulus pendidikan kedokteran dari Universitas Sydney, yang mana menginspirasinya untuk mengejar karier kedokteran di Universitas New South Wales, di mana dirinya kemudian menjadi salah satu dokter bedah pribumi pertama di Australia. Dari keluarga Kong saja, telah terwakili 1,15% dari total 260 dokter aborigin di Australia. Namun demikian, kesuksesan ini tidaklah datang dengan mudah. Nenek dari Dr. Kong selamat dari Stolen Generations. Ketika mendengar bahwa mereka memisahkan keluarga, dirinya bertekad untuk menjaga keluarganya tetap utuh, yang pada akhirnya membuat sang nenek dan partnernya membesarkan 12 orang anak sendirian. Baru pada 40 tahun kemudian, sang nenek bisa berkumpul kembali dengan seluruh anggota keluarganya.
As a consequence of fear, as a consequence of not having any knowledge of where all her family went, and as a consequence of the policies, she just stayed away from that. So I don't think it was very pleasant in that environment. I think what I take from that is not so much the disparity of the despair of what she endured, but rather the notion that she had of love, of bond, of bringing her family up, and proving that in three generations, from her daughter, my mother, Grace, to my sisters, she's got a nurse and doctors out of it.
Rasisme juga sangat dirasakan oleh Dr. Kong saat dirinya berada di bangku sekolah. Satu ingatan yang tidak bisa dilupakannya adalah saat seseorang menyarankannya untuk mengambil studi berdagangan sebagai ganti dari kedokteran.
At that time it was hard, and I actually reflect on that now and think if I wasn't told that, maybe I would have went into trade. But the fact that someone told me I couldn't do something really challenged the enthusiasm to actually prove this wrong.
Spesialis telinga hidung dan tenggorokan atau THT ini mengatakan, masyarakat cenderung menganggap kaum aborigin ini berada dalam lubang yang dalam, bahwa mereka memiliki satu status budaya tertentu dan tidak dapat maju dalam kelompok masyarakat pada umumnya.
When we look at some of the mass media, particularly in recent years, we talk about alcoholism, substance abuse, welfare dependence, and children being neglected. When in actual fact, all of my friends or none of my friends, Aboriginal friends, have been in any of these categories, and in fact, they're contributing to Australian society in an extremely meaningful and a very proud way. And I think that's the reality rather than the perception.
Dr. Kong menambahkan bahwa relasinya dengan budaya aborigin, metode pengobatan pedalaman dari neneknya, tidaklah mengganggu, namun justru melengkapi ilmunya dalam praktek pengobatan modern.
On huge, way, I think the spirituality of traditional or Ngangkri medicine is quite important. A lot of the Ngangkris talk about mental health and psychological healing. I think that's still an important part of any kind of health regime.
Pria suku Worimai ini menjadi bukti nyata bagaimana masyarakat Australia telah berubah seiring berjalannya waktu. Dirinya membagi cerita salah satu pengalaman pertamanya saat memeriksa seorang manula aborigin.
And she was in tears. She was just, you know, really overjoyed with being looked after by an Aboriginal doctor. Now, she didn't know me. She didn't know my family at all. It was purely the notion that we can achieve and we can do things. And she didn't think she'd live to the day to have that. Now, to me, that was so humbling to be in that experience with her, to share that, because you can imagine what she felt when she was growing up, for her to come to tears just by seeing a doctor.
Tokoh terkemuka lainnya dalam bidang kesehatan pribumi adalah Dr. Mark Wenitong. Dokter yang juga menjadi spesialis THT ini mengatakan bahwa latar belakang budaya Aborigin membantunya mengembangkan karirnya sebagai dokter.
I think in a number of ways that's been helpful to me. One is particularly just in the approach to health in general. So rather than being just kind of biomedical and thinking about things from a clinical perspective, it's thinking about things from a socio-cultural perspective as well, and then thinking about where health fits into people's lives in the context of Aboriginal people and Aboriginal communities.
Anggota band reggae dan juga ayah dari musisi yang meraih berbagai penghargaan, Shakaya ini mengatakan bahwa salah satu dari kunci utamanya adalah komunikasi serta pemahaman tentang asal-usul pasien.
If I'm talking to one of the guys in prison about getting off the grog, I'll just say, you know, you have to get off the grog, mate. You know, your liver's stuffed, instead of going through all of the liver function tests, which nobody really understands anyway.
Sebagai pria suku Kabi-Kabi, latar belakang warisan kaum pribumi yang dimiliki oleh Dr. Wenitong ini justru menjadi satu nilai tambah, di mana kesamaan budayanya dengan pasien dapat membangun terciptanya hubungan yang lebih baik.
Particularly around things like men's business, women's business, you know, how to approach those. If you don't have a good idea of how to approach some of the more sensitive issues, you probably limit the access of patients to your service and to yourself. So understanding some of the ways to approach people means that they'll open up a bit more and you can talk about more sensitive issues more easily.
Dr. Wenitong mengatakan, obat-obatan tradisional milik masyarakat Aborigin dan juga Torres Strait Islander seringkali melengkapi praktek pengobatan barat.
I have no problems at all in working with traditional healers, and often do. And the Indigenous Doctors Association itself has worked closely. A few of the nunkeries from Central Australia and always have. And we definitely see the value of traditional medicine, which is, you know, 60,000 years worth of experience versus my 6 years.
Menurutnya, tantangan terbesar adalah beban kerja dan merespon trauma. Namun dirinya menambahkan bahwa kombinasi dari pengetahuan tentang pengobatan tradisional Aborigin serta kerangka kerja pengobatan barat memungkinkannya memberikan respon yang justru saling bertalian.
And because we kind of generally look at things from a much more holistic framework, we do want to be involved in lots and lots of things, and that becomes pretty complicated. The secondary thing is the amounts of trauma in our communities, and probably that's one of the things I'm struggling with the most.
Termasuk yang tertarik dengan dunia kesehatan di usia yang tidak lagi muda, Dr. Wenitong mengatakan bahwa tidak ada kata terlambat untuk meraih mimpi.
Start as soon as you can. Don't wait till you're 32 like I did. The main thing is that if that's your dream, do it. Think about the strategy you'll use to get there, but don't worry if it takes a long time, because it's worth it.